It was at Prue Borthwick's that I met David Urquhart, who told me about Gary Schliemann, who'd come back from America and was one of these strange Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. I'd seen them in the press and I thought, oh, they're awful, they've got beards. Because my going out in habit before that was just a private thing, and I always tried to do it properly, properly shaven, clean, neat, starched, looking authentic. But they clearly had a different approach. When I met up with him, he saw the sisters as an opportunity to offer the gay community the spirituality of the radical fairy movement.
And what does that mean?
The radical fairy movement started in the late 70s and came from the gay men's movement that wanted to embrace earth religions and the mother goddess and a new religion for gay people that was inclusive and was very camp. The Coquettes were part of the radical fairies, I think. It was transvestitism, it was cross-gender, and it was related to paganism and rediscovering a spiritual movement in the earth, the great cycles of the year, and fairies and witches and things like that.
So could you relate to any of that?
No, I thought it was weird. But I took on as much of it as I could bear, namely the goddesses, and then the goddess, you know, who is the goddess of the earth, and we had to chant the names of the goddesses. But equally, Sister Sit on My Face, Peter Mitchell, he equally had reserves about all the religious aspect. And maybe Medusa, Gary Schliemann's Sister Mary Medusa, I'm not sure, did he really believe in it? Did he believe in all of that? Because he'd spent some time in San Francisco with Sister Missionary Position and all the radical fairies who started the sisters. It'd be interesting to know, was it a real belief? Or did he just go along with it and he thought that's the structure that we'll have in Sydney? But of the first three sisters, only Medusa was really fully radical fairy, as far as I understand it. And for me, it was just a way of sharing with others what I'd been doing for years anyway, which was dressing up as a nun.
So how did you compromise?
We compromised. Well, there wasn't. The compromise was I sewed the habits. So the habits were traditional. I provided the habits and sewed them. And so they were traditional looking. They weren't like America's. America's habits very quickly evolved from plain black to black and white to very, very, very exotic. By 1983, when I went to visit the Mother House in San Francisco, the habits had become totally exotic, colourful, pearls and all sorts of things. And also by 1983, what they referred to as the drag nuns had joined the order in America. And I arrived after the split. There was a split as early as 83. And I was warned by the radical fairies, don't let the drag nuns in, because they'll just take over and they've got no spirituality. Well, they were very, very funny and they did use drugs, but they were still pretty, pretty amazing people, and they got a lot of attention in the streets.
So they were focused on street theatre?
Street theatre. And dressing up in their own identity. And in Australia, what changed us was the joining of the left, the Gay Liberation Choir people, Sister Third Secret of Fatima, that's Ken Davis and others. Once they joined, they got a really good edge of politics into the order for demonstrating against the right wing